because this is this shows the pipeline of the fundamental algorithm is implemented by just shifting data through a set of floating point units. So that says that if you want to do it in a parallel array, as everything is just shifting, and we're just shifting through something labeled 1 to n, if we do my parallel implementation, I just need a one-dimensional connectivity. So if you read my old book, Solving Problems on Concurrent Processors, or possibly also Chapter 3 of Parallel Computing Works, you will notice I wax eloquent on the fact that why this algorithm, which is the order, which is n-body algorithm, where the particles are in three dimensions, well, typically you'd usually apply them in three dimensions, the decomposition you do is a one-dimensional decomposition, not a three-dimensional decomposition. The reason why that is there is there's nothing left of the geometrical structure. The reason you do in Jacobi's iteration we did a geometrical decomposition, we're chopping everything up in three dimensions, was that the force had something about three dimensions in it, because it was a local force. One particle interacted with the particles that were near it in three dimensions. And so the actual algorithm, if you like, the computer science data structures know about three-dimensional space. But the n-body problem, as everything interacts with everything else, it knows nothing about three-dimensional space. That's the mathematical structure of that algorithm has nothing about the only way a space enters in is the implicit summations over three dimensions and the calculating of the force, but it does not enter in the outer do loops, which are the things you're paralyzing over. So that says you do have to be a little careful when you look at a problem and you try to look at the so-called geometrical structure, it is not always true that all algorithms for solving a three-dimensional scientific simulation have a three-dimensional structure. For instance, another obvious example is FFTs are a standard way of solving partial differential equations, these certain special types. FFTs do not have a particularly three-dimensional structure because they're, again, a long-range type of interaction, because any one Fourier component involves all positions. So what counts in the decomposition is not always the physical structure of the underlying space. If you mathematically, it's a sort of structure of the algorithm space, and that's what really counts. But it happens to be true that there are all problems where you have locality. The interaction of one object is nearby with respect to all other objects. In that case, there's an exact matching between the dimension of the algorithm space and the dimension of the physical space. So in these references, and I have foils on that, you will see I discuss the concept. I keep changing its name. I called it the system space or the information space, and introduced the dimension of that space, which you would say is one for this example. All right. So, parallel implementation is trivial. You view it as this one-dimensional array labeled from 1 to n, and you just chop it up in this totally obvious domain decomposition. You can use any decomposition you'd like, because x1 is not particularly near x2 or x3, so you can use scattered decompositions or cyclic or what have you. Any decomposition that puts an equal number of particles in each processor is satisfactory, because there's no locality. You do not need to respect locality at all. All right, so, well...